board. Tom Jankar, good to get together with you here in Claremont. And this is Hunter Drahoyoska-Philp interviewing Tom Jankar at an office, really a studio space lent to us by Claremont College.
Pomona College.
Pomona College, the art department of Pomona College in Claremont, California, on June 23rd, 2017, for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, card number 1. And Tom, I've just known you for such a long time, but there are lots of details I don't know, so we'll get to some of those. And here you
That's a list of dates.
And basically, you're so organized, and but you're going to have to still say think some of these things out loud.
Yeah, of course.
When and where were you born?
Okay. I'm Thomas John Jankar. That's my full name. And I was born in Pasadena, California, November 9th, 1950.
And what did your parents do?
My father was a naval aviator in World War II, and he actually was highly decorated. He was aboard the Lexington, and he was a fighter bomber pilot, and he received two Navy crosses and a Silver Star for sinking carrier. And so he was out of the Navy by then. And he was working for the Youth Authority. So the California Youth Authority is where he worked.
And what was his name?
His name was Arnost Jankar.
A-R-N-O-S-T?
Yeah, this is what he's called.
Your mother's name?
My mother's name was Mildred, and her maiden name was Olson, O-L-S-O-N.
Now, tell me your father's background, that he had such an interesting name.
My father, both of his parents were from the Czech Republic, and they had immigrated to America, and his father, my grandfather, had come first, and then he had sent back home for a wife. Mm-hmm. So basically, my grandmother was a mail order bride. And they were living in Butte, Montana, because my grandfather was a silver miner in the Anaconda silver mine in Butte, Montana.
Goodness.
So it was like really the frontier, you know, in those days, almost, so to speak. And he was there for a while, and then he sent for my grandmother, and they later decided to move to the Pasadena area because they'd heard that a new racetrack was opening there, which is Santa Anita. And so they decided to open a feed store that would supply the racehorses with feed and other things.
This is such an old California story. I mean, there aren't that many people really who that makes you a third generation California.
Yes. Well, my father was actually born in Montana, in Butte, Montana.
Mm-hmm.
Second
generation.
Yeah.
A lot of history.
And there's a lot, you know, now there's a lot of people that have grandparents that were immigrants, but of my generation, there's not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, consequently, both my grandmother and my grandfather were, you know, of a different world than my world.
And your father was influenced by that?
He was influenced by that, but he was really more of an American, you know, because he had gone to school here, you know, had grown up here. Mostly he grew up in Southern California. I think that he was probably maybe 6 or 7 years old when he left Butte, Montana.
Mm-hmm. And you were, were either Arnost or Mildred interested in the visual arts at all, creative?
My father was not. He was actually interested in science, and he had gone to Whittier College and he studied entomology, but he decided not to do that because it wasn't very practical. He needed to earn a living.
Mm-hmm.
My mother, though, was she had come to Pasadena from Nebraska, and she was born in a small town in northeastern Nebraska called Maskell. And
could you spell it?
M-A-S-K-E-L-L.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very small. It has maybe only 50 inhabitants today, and maybe in the time she lived, it might have had 150.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all Scandinavian.